Legislation that would allow a person to decide to end his or her life with the assistance of a doctor generated intense debate in the Maine legislature today. The bill was defeated by a vote of 18-17 in the Senate, but passed the House 76-70. As Malieri reports, unlike many debates this year, this one was not partisan, but instead very personal.
Senators spoke at length about the very personal experiences they have faced or will have to face with loved ones who may have a terminal illness and wish to end their life. Camden Democrat Senator David Marimont acknowledged his surprise when his father-in-law approached him to say he was going to testify in support of the bill.
I've known him for 36 years. I really respect and admire him, and the thought of him not being around to bounce ideas off of, to share the love and events and joys and sorrows that we've had, made me sad and made me also want to honor his request.
But at the same time, Marimont says, he and his wife talked and wanted to make sure the legislation had safeguards against hasty decisions made under the influence of pain or medications or influence from other family members. The measure's sponsor, Augusta Republican Senator Roger Cates, says the bill is based on successful laws in other states, like Vermont and Washington.
A patient first has to orally request this life-ending medication from a doctor. The doctor has to certify that the patient is terminally ill. The doctor has to refer the patient for a second opinion on terminal illness.
A second request must then be made by the patient at least 2 weeks after the first, in writing. Two witnesses with no interest in the matter must attest to the decision, and then a doctor may prescribe a drug that will result in the person's death. But all of those procedural safeguards were not enough for a majority in the Senate, including Scarborough Republican Senator Amy Volk.
Not only does one person's decision always impact others, but our actions today will send a message across the state about the value and dignity of all human life. And I value all human life. It's for this reason that if we were here voting on whether or not to have the death penalty in Maine, I would also be opposed.
Hamden Republican Senator Andre Cushing related the circumstances of his father's recent death from a blood clot in his brain and the agonizing decisions faced by the family afterward. He says his father died naturally at home under the care of medical attendants who helped him keep comfortable.
I would hate, Mr. President, to reach a point here in Maine where we have created an environment where we accept that the ending of a life has no value or significance. I think we need to be cautious in how we pursue this because it leads to, I believe, a very disturbing place.
Kate says listening to Senator Cushing brought back painful memories of his own father's death and says he understands the difficult decision the legislation poses to all lawmakers.
But I just like everyone to remember that we are not talking here in this bill about the decisions that sons make for their fathers or that daughters make for their mothers. We're talking about decisions we make for ourselves.
The debate in the House was just as emotional and personal as that in the Senate. But the House narrowly voted for the measure, sending it back to the Senate for another vote. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.